Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And one of them is that a person who recites durood 50 times in a day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will shake hands with that individual on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, Siratul Anbiya, Lives of the Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. And alhamdulillah, we are studying the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And we have got to the point where a big stage has been set now, that there's going to be a competition between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and all the magicians. So these sorcerers magicians came in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, shall we throw our sticks first or are you going to throw yours first? And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam says that you throw yours first. So when they threw their ropes, they turned into snakes. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam then threw his staff, and his staff turned into an enormous serpent and it ate up all the other ones. And when the magicians seen this, they fell on their knees and they prostrated and they believed in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because they knew that this was not magic. They knew what Musa was doing was not an illusion. It was not a trickery. It was not a slip of hands, but rather it was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when those magicians fell and they believed in Musa, Pharaoh became extremely angry. And he said to them, you guys said that you would not believe in Musa. You said you would go against him, and now you are believing in him. And those magicians then turned upon Tawheed and following Musa alayhi salam. And subhanallah, their level of tawakkul was such that they said that we are willing to die, we are willing to be killed, but we will not leave the truth now. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this happened, and so he decided to leave that place. So he gathered the Israelites with him, and they decided they were going to go. So they come upon the river. And when they come upon the river, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Musa to strike his staff, which opened 12 pathways of water. And during that time, Pharaoh along with his army also came following Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, along with his people, he entered into the river, and the people of Pharaoh and his followers also came behind him. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his people, they were able to go to the other side safely. Whereas Pharaoh and his army, when they reached the middle, the water which Allah Ta'ala split open for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he casted it upon their leader, which was Pharaoh, and they all drowned in this. And the scholars have written a very beautiful thing, that when Pharaoh claimed to be the king, when he was up on his peak of arrogance, Jibreel said to him that, O king, imagine there is somebody there. You feed him, you clothe him, you give him everything, and then one day he turns around and he claims to be better than you, he claims to be bigger than you, he claims to be worshipped. What should his punishment be? Pharaoh at that moment in time said that that person should be drowned to death. And Allahu Akbar, the same way which he predicted that if someone disrespects and dishonors a king should die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to die in the same way. It is said that when he was in that river and the water was falling upon him, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam broke that letter in front of him and told him that this is what you would have done with the king of this world. Then imagine the one who goes against the king of all kings, the lord of the universes, the master of the universes. This is your result. And then the ocean, because it did not want the body of Fir'aun inside it, it sparked the body out. And even today, these bodies are able to be seen in the museums. And this is a sign for those people who go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who go against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, Fir'aun was given kingdom. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Fir'aun that if you were to believe in Allah, if you were to submit to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you young for a long time. Allah Ta'ala will grant you the kingdom that you've always wanted. Allah Ta'ala will give you the bounties like those of paradise. These will all be present for you if you just submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the takabbur, the arrogance, the harshness which was in his heart was so severe. Regardless of all of these offers being presented to him, he did not take even a single one. He knew that he had something, and upon that something he was arrogant. And we need to keep this in mind for ourselves as well, that regardless of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, regardless of if you have wealth, if you have cars, if you have houses, if you have beauty, if you have status, if you have stature, if you have anything in life, it has been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah can take that away from you whenever He wants. And along with this, there's another story of Sayyidina Musa which is quite prominent as well, is when he met Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Khidr is one of those who is alive upon this earth. There's four Nabis who are alive, and Sayyidina Khidr is one of them. And the story of these is, because we don't have enough time, we're going to try to shorten the version of it. Sayyidina Khidr and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met with one another. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said to Sayyidina Khidr that, let me accompany you on your journey. And Sayyidina Khidr said that you will not be able to accompany me on my journey. You will see me do such things that you will not be able to stop yourself from asking me about these. And Sayyidina Musa said, no, let me come with you. Let me take guidance from you. Sayyidina Khidr said, okay. So they set out on a journey. Prophet Musa and Khidr alayhi salam began to walk along the coast in search of a ship. A ship passed by in which there was a crew who recognized Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. So they allowed them to embark without charge. When the ship reached the middle of the sea, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam took an axe and removed a few planks from the ship. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not remain silent and said, did you slice it in order to drown its passengers? You have indeed done wrong. Sayyidina Khidr reported by saying, did I not say that you will not be able to remain with me? Sayyidina Musa said, do not apprehend me for my forgetting and do not impose difficulty upon me in my task. After disembarking from the ship, they passed by an area where boys were playing. They met a young boy who was handsome. He had not yet reached adulthood. He was a disbeliever, as mentioned in Al-Bukhari. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam killed that individual. Again, Musa alayhi salam said, did you kill a pure soul without any retribution for another soul? You have indeed done something extremely wrong. Sayyidina Khidr replied again, did I not say that you will never be able to remain with me? On this occasion, Sayyidina Khidr added the expressions laka to his statement to create more emphasis in his warning to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. After this conversation, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam proceeded along until they reached a village. They requested some food from the villagers, but they refused any hospitality whatsoever. Then they saw a wall in the village which was on the verge of collapsing. So Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam repaired it. On seeing this, Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, if you had wished, you could have taken compensation for it, meaning that you could have been paid for that. When all of these happened and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept asking questions, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam revealed the reality of his actions. He said, as for the boat, it belonged to some poor people who were working at the river. So I wished to make it defective, and behind them was a king who would capture every fault-free boat for force. Meaning the reason Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam damaged that boat was because he knew that there was a king waiting for them, that anybody who would come with the perfect ship, the king would take it away from them. So the reason Sayyidina Khidr defected that ship was that the king was not able to take this ship away from these people. So these people were able to earn their livelihood and live. Then explaining the killing of the boy, and he says, as for the boy, his parents were Muslim, and we fear that he may influence them towards rebellion and disbelief. So we wish that their Lord may grant them a child better, purer, more affectionate than him. Meaning the parents of this child were believers, and he feared that the child would lead them to transgression and disbelief in the near future. So Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he protected the child's parents from that boy. and he did that action. And in relation to the collapsing of the wall, and he says, as for that wall, it belonged to two orphan boys of that city. And beneath it was buried their treasure. And their father was a virtuous man. Your Lord henceforth will that they should reach the age of maturity and extract that treasure by the mercy of your Lord. And I have not done this with me my own authority. This is the interpretation of those matters on which you could not exercise patience. Allahu Akbar. So the reason Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam repaired the wall was because under the wall was the treasure of two orphan boys. And Allah Ta'ala had willed for them boys to reach the age of puberty before they take that treasure for themselves. So Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, whatever he did was with the permission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, was with the will of Allah Ta'ala, was with the command of Allah. And he says to Musa, oh Musa, this is where we depart, because I said to you that you will not be able to live with me for long, and this is, you have proven this for yourself. And then Sayyidina Khidr departed from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyidina Harun both passed away in the wilderness of Tih. 40 years after the passing of Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salam was granted prophethood and was commanded to fight against the Jabbarin. So this was the brief story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, where he started off as a young boy who was raised in the house of the Pharaoh, who he eventually would declare war against and would kill. This is the power and the will and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometimes a person, he might feel like things are not going his way, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has something better planned for him. In the similar way that a person, he might consider that things are going well for him, but he needs to take a step back and look at the bigger picture and come to the conclusion that this is not what it looks like. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawakkul and the trust of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them, let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.